Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, here in the final hours of summertime. Well, officially anyway, as the autumnal equinox happens at 1:37 this afternoon, but we are going to have summertime weather for a week and a little longer. Lots of farm news this morning. Let's get to it. Mexico has confirmed a case of New World screwworm just 70 miles south of the Texas border. The previous northernmost detection, July 9th, 370 miles further south. U.S. ports remain closed to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico. The Trump administration has canceled USDA's annual food insecurity survey. It tracks how many Americans struggle to access enough food. USDA said the Household Food Security Report had become overly politicized, no longer necessary, though the 2024 edition will still be released in October. The report has been conducted for 30 years, comes amid rising food insecurity and recent cuts to federal food assistance programs, including tighter work requirements for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. USDA says it will continue to have access to more timely and accurate data. The Senate confirmed three nominees for critical positions at USDA. These nominees included as part of a package of 48 sub-cabinet-level nominees, all of whom received bipartisan support when they were considered by their respective committees. The three USDA nominees include Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Dudley Hoskins, Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, and Scott Hutchins, Undersecretary for Agricultural Research, Education, and Economics. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Director of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane.
They've had a fantastic team over there doing tremendous work over the last few months. The political team at USDA is as good as any we've ever seen in this administration. But they need those leaders in place to make sure that that the ship has a captain and the captain knows what direction they're needing to head to get work done for producers throughout the country.
Congress moving head first toward a government shutdown. The Senate voted down a pair of stopgap spending bills, including a clean one proposed by the GOP to keep the lights on in D.C. for 7 weeks while appropriators hammer out a longer-term deal. And now lawmakers out of town before returning on the eve of the deadline, raising questions about whether there is any chance they can avoid a shutdown when they return. Democrats have made it abundantly clear they have zero interest in backing the GOP's clean stopgap bill without alterations on a number of fronts, almost all of which Republicans have said are non-starters. This is Inside Agriculture. Let us take break number one, and I'll be right back with a look at morning markets.